Today's the 8th of December. It's the traditional day to start Christmas shopping. Sorry to depress you, but we might be able to help you with this. And if that includes buying a book for the younger reader in your life, we'll have some suggestions for you. I'm joined in studio by David O'Callaghan, children's book buyer at Easons, and Elena Ryan, director of Children's Books Ireland, to give you plenty of ideas. And whatever we have, even if we don't get through them all, we'll put on the website for those who have access to the website. I think a good place to start is for the older kids, because I think for teeny tinies you can kind of figure it out. But say to tempt children aged 12 and over, how would you approach it?
Well, yeah, because the teenage years, it's always an interesting, they're either in there reading away or else they've moved on to other things. My first choice is a bit left field, but that's true. That's teenagers. Cicada by Sean Tan is this. It's a picture book, but it's for much older readers. This is not one you give to the smallies.
Right.
And it basically deals with migrant workers and workplace bullying. So Cicada is this giant insect who basically wears a suit and works with humans for 17 years and basically is underappreciated. And well, it all sounds quite depressing, but actually it's a hugely uplifting. Anybody who's aware of Sean Tan, like the work that goes in, this guy is a genius, and this is, to me, you know, it's just a gift that older people will appreciate, whether it's an emo kid or whether it's a someone just loves art, or they're just works of art, I regard them as, and that's
you're nodding away there, Elena, too.
Oh,
you
Sean
agree?
Sean Tan is a stunning artist. I think it's really beautiful. And I mean, my choices are quite different as well. And I think the one that I'm going to talk about is For Everyone by Jason Reynolds. And this is a book-length poem, which was originally performed at the opening of the Martin Luther King Memorial at the Washington Kennedy Center. And it's an uplifting book again. It's another one that's kind of an inspirational, not quite a graduation speech. This is a poet coming from a place of, I really wanted to be here at this age and here at this age and to achieve this much, but I still don't know what I'm doing. So it's heartening and it's not self-congratulatory at all. He has a refrain through the whole thing that goes, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
So for a young person who might be put off by those chunky high fantasy reads that are pages and pages long, it's quite a short read. It's an unusual layout. The typography is beautiful. It's a really nice looking thing.
Right.
But it could be a good stocking filler for someone who's a bit of a reluctant reader as well.
Right. Or would they be put off by the fact that it was poetry?
Well, it's free verse, so it's not going to look like the poetry you're studying at school. And I think that's nice to break out of that box a little bit. It looks quite cool, and because it's maybe speaking a language that would be more familiar to them, this isn't going to be Heaney or Yeats or anything like that.
Right.
This is a guy talking
Even
about being a kid from Brooklyn.
Let us not.
No, I'm not knocking Heaney and Yeats, absolutely not, but if it's a hard sell to a teenager, it's got the cool factor.
Right, will we go to a different age group?
Mm-hmm.
And then if we have the time, I'll come back to the other ones, because you had, Elena, you had The Red Rabbit, White Wolf.
Yes. Really pacey thriller, very exciting page turner and lots of twists and turns.
And can you give us a further clue about it?
Yeah, sure. It's about a young boy who is 17 and he's a twin. And in the opening of the book, you see them at a museum where his mother's to be given an award. But all of a sudden, there's some action taking place. There's a bit of a kerfuffle. His mother is stabbed and he has to figure out what's happened to her. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? And what's going on with his mother's secret life as a spy?
Secret life? That sounds
most
very
exciting.
Okay. Will you give me a second one there, and then we'll go to the younger ones?
Well, Bridget Clay, Mark Zusak, who wrote The Book Thief. This is probably one of my top novels of the year. Again, it's I suppose crossover rather than young adult, because adults can read it, and it's a work, you know, it's absolutely amazing. Five brothers, you know, it's got time jumps, and it's just that slow build reveals as you go along, little nuggets away, and it's just an onion. You're peeling it away through the layers, and he just writes so amazingly. And anybody who knows The Book Thief, and a lot of kids and teenagers would know it because of school. It's his first one in about 10 years. So Bridget Clay, Margaret Zusak, I would highly, highly recommend. It's just
right.
He said five orphans.
Okay. Now, where will we go next? We will go to the younger age group. Can you start me off there, Elena?
Yes, certainly. In the 9 to 12, I've picked one for the upper end of this age group, which is called And the Ocean Was Our Sky by Patrick Ness. Now, Patrick Ness is a name that will be known to readers of young adult fiction. He had his Monsters of Men trilogy, but also A Monster Calls, which was a major movie year before last. And this book is a retelling of Moby Dick, or I suppose inspired by Moby Dick, but it flips it on its head and you're looking from the whale's point of view.
All right.
So the opening line, Call Me Bathsheba, is a reference, of course, to Call Me Ahab, one of the more famous opening lines in literature. And this is about the battle that's ongoing between whales and humans over time. So you're following Bathsheba, who's a whale who's seen her mother savaged through this war. And she is a junior officer in the pod of whales who are trying to get revenge on man, in a sense, and hunt Toby Wick, this whale hunter who's become a legend, you know, possibly the devil himself, right through the story. It's really beautifully written, but also the illustrations by Rowena Kai, these stunning black and red washes, are really evocative. And I think this is a thoughtful book. It's very atmospheric. It's quite eerie. There's a little bit of violence in it, which is why I say upper end of that 9 to 12 group. But it's an unusual thing and beautifully written, but again, not very long.
Sounds very imaginative as a concept.
Yeah, it's a good starting point. And I think it does have a lot of those undercurrents and interesting themes to talk about. You could take it at face value, or you could see it as an allegorical story as well.
Right. Where next for you in the younger
well,
ones?
Well, I throw there's a few there under Read It Before You See It. So basically, the whole concept of there's a lot of movies and TV happening with books. And this is important because, you know, when you think of kids who maybe don't read, what'll happen is they see a movie, they like it, they read the book and go, oh, the book's actually better. Well, maybe I'll read more books. So that's always why I always say there's no issue with people watching movies. So coming this autumn, Watership Down, Artemis Fowl is coming next year, Mortal Engines and Dumplin', which dropped yesterday. These are all huge, huge books in their own right. So the one that focuses...
Which one are you going to
The Own Call For is because it's you know, 17 years. I was there for the original run, as they say, and it's like the Harry Potter thing, kids rediscovering Harry Potter. Like, there's a whole new audience who don't know what Artemis Fowl is. So, and it's brilliant. It's kind of, it turns the whole leprechaun myth and kind of ups the ante and makes it all technological. So leprechaun is lower element, police recon. Onus describes himself as diehard with fairies. The series is all there. It's there to be read, and it's amazing. It films next August. So, absolutely.
It films next August.
Next August. So, like, that's called Read It Before You See It. Like, so be the kid in the class who knows what's coming. So, kids see the trailer and go, oh, amazing. Or they see the film and go, well, maybe the book is better, which it will be most likely. So, that's why it's important that I never worry about, you know, people saying, well, why are you talking about movies on the book show? Because this is a doorway for kids to get into reading as well. So,
yeah.
Huge ones. And then Warship Down, sure, that'll send us over the edge as usual, because it's dark. The 1978 version I still freak out about, but there's a new one coming this Christmas on the TV and it looks amazing and a huge cast. So some fantastic books there that, you know.
Right, but you're saying, I remember interviewing Owen Colfer because it was terrifically successful.
Yeah.
Mm. Artemis Fowl. Well, what age group would you put that in?
Artemis Fowl will be 9 to 12. These are all 9 to 12.
Yeah.
Watchers, despite being dark, like, he did read it to his 7 and 8 year old children on the way to school. But it's, you know, but yeah, definitely action adventure will be Owen's, so 9 to 12. So they're all fitting into that. So.
Okay. And the other one you said was Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines. And yeah. Dumplin'. Don't forget Dumplin', because that dropped yesterday and it's Dolly Parton and it's amazing. And the kids will watch it 3 times a day for the next week and then want to read the book. So, Julie Murphy.
Okay, now the next group you have is 5 to 8 year olds, Elena.
Yes, I want to start with one called If All the World Were by Joseph Coelho. And this is a book about the relationship between a young girl and her grandfather. And it's beautifully done, really gorgeous, colourful illustrations. And this is a book about the grandfather's passing away and how she deals with it. It's really sensitively done. So if this is something that parents want to talk about with younger children, it doesn't even say that he's died. It says, you know, some tales are silent because he was a storyteller and used to tell her stories. And then they go and they're clearing out the room and going through all of his things. But it's flashbacks to all of the gorgeous memories they have together. And this is a topic that will work as a book to do a job, but also is a gorgeous, gorgeous book in and of itself. Joseph Coelho, again, is a poet, but this is a picture book for the kind of 5+ age group.
Right. That was which one? Is it?
If All the World Were by Joseph Coelho and illustrated by Alison Colpoys.
Okay. And within that group, have you another one?
Yes, I certainly do. The next one I would like to talk about is Me and My Fear by Francesca Sanna.
Okay.
Again, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous book. The palette of it is really unusual, kind of peach and terracotta and navy and mustard. But this is a book about a young girl who's accompanied by her fear as she moves to a new country and a new school. And her fear looks quite innocent. It's this sort of little white marshmallowy fellow, but he grows and grows and grows. So by the end of the book, the fear is across two big pages, getting bigger and bigger. And the fear only gets smaller when she tells somebody about her fear and then realises that he has his own fear to carry around as well. So again, it's one with a bit of a message. There's a trend at the moment that are books that are about confidence and anxiety for young people. So, I mean, you'll see Niall Breslin, Brezzy, has The Magic Moment out, illustrated by Sheena Dempsey, which is all about mindfulness and confidence. And Sophie Henn has one called Almost Anything, which again is about being able to do anything and having that little good luck charm. So this is something that we're seeing a lot for that age group where they're just starting out in school and maybe have their own little worries to deal with.
Is it a bit lectury?
No, actually, it's not. It's gorgeous looking. And again, you can take that message from it if you want. But otherwise, it's quite sweet looking. It's just a little girl and a creature that's with her and grows and grows.
Right, so that's Me and
it's
My
not
Fear
preachy.
By Francesca Sanna. And your next one in that group, David.
Isadora Moon. I'm slightly obsessed with Isadora Moon. Half fairy, half vampire. You can't go wrong. It's got sparkly bits. It's got Activity for Christmas. She basically is quite a little feisty, you know. She does what her parents tell her, but not if she thinks, oh, I don't know about that. But it's just beautifully Ariad Muncaster. They're just a great series. And she's like this, you know, it's definitely for 5 to 8 year old girls.
Very much great. Because the others were the old gendered that we've gone through.
Yeah, could be read by anybody so far,
Yeah, no, they would be, yeah. But this is definitely leaning, you know, they've gone for the whole pink and black, so fairy and vampire. And but she is just a great little character, and it's basically she goes off and builds her snowman friends, and then obviously she figures out at the end of Christmas that they're not going to last very long because they're snowman people. We know that story. So it's that kind of how she, you know, losing friendship. So there's the hidden messages, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful book. And like these books are, I've seen small kids already dressing up as Isadora Moon for World Book Day. So she's become this little iconic. And 5 Day is again, like the Judy Moody's, it can be a tricky age group to get the right book. So
it's not just your hard. Lord.
There's multiple series books of Rainbow Magic and stuff, but when you get this little character like the Judy Moody's and Isadora's, it's great to have. And I suppose Captain Underpants for boys and girls, it's just great to have. So I absolutely implore everybody to read Isadora Moon, and it makes winter magic is this one, but there's a whole gang of them there.
And your second one in that group?
Well, you got to do a bit of Mary Poppins because the season that's in it. So this is what's important here, this is the Lauren Child edition. So a few years ago, Lauren Child did the Pippi Long Stocking, which was absolutely beautiful. So she's now done Mary Poppins, obviously with the theme of the year and obviously all things coming ahead. But it's just absolutely fantastic. It's a beautiful gift book, and this is one where you can see parents, mothers, fathers sitting down with the kids reading this away. So hugely recommended. You know, if you want to get on the Mary Poppins boat or umbrella, whatever it is, this is the book, because it's this year's Christmas gift for Mary Poppins.
Okay, thank you both very much. We will put them up because it's great to get a book. And it's great to give a book, but if you're removed from the age groups, it can be hard to suss what might go down well. Anyway, we leave it there, and thank you both very, very much indeed. And we'll put that all up on the web, on our website.